What is your name?
Gordon Dale.
Where were you born?
In Fazakerley, Liverpool.
When were you born?
6847.
What did your parents do for a living?
My dad was an engineer and my mum was a housewife.
Where did you go to school?
Croxteth Primary School, and then on to Rainford High, and then Formby High.
How long have you supported Everton Football Club?
56 years.
Why Everton Football Club?
Well, originally I was taken to the match by my brother, and that's probably the main reason I started.
Can you remember what your first Everton game was?
Approximately 1954, but I'm not sure what the team was that we played.
Who did you go with and how did you get there?
I went with my brother, and I think we walked.
Who is your favourite player of the past?
Of the past, Brian LeBeau.
Who is your favourite player now?
Probably Tim Cahill.
Have you ever met a player?
Alan Ball.
Anyone else?
Not to publicly be with, but Alan Ball used to play snooker for the Formby British Legion, and consequently with playing snooker, he used to be in there quite regularly.
Who's your favourite manager of the past?
Probably Howard Kendall.
What was your most memorable Everton match?
I would think the semi-final of 1995 against Tottenham Hotspur.
How has going to a match changed? What I mean by that is ticket prices, programmes, half-time food, behaviour of fans, etc. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I think going in the past that there was a more friendly atmosphere, and even though that's not changed a lot, I would it was more reasonably priced for the working man in comparison to the wages that they're on now. So hence the reason it was about 4 and 6 when people, because I can remember I used to do an order round, which used to earn 30 shillings, which would have got me 6 tickets for the best seats at Everton. But nowadays, somebody doing a paper round wouldn't be able to afford a ticket.
How has the ground changed? Parking, the stands, the terraces, the seating, things like that?
Parking's still good today because most schools have opened up for parking. And the ground's not changed a lot, really, probably in the last 30, 40 years.
Do you have any match day rituals?
Yeah, we tend to go in the church for a drink and something to eat before the match. So we meet up in the church.
What does the Merseyside Derby mean to you?
Well, apart from obviously wanting Everton to win, It's always been one of the most looked forward to games, apart from the Manchester United game, in the calendar.
What's the furthest away match you've been to?
Probably Wembley.
What's your favourite away ground and why?
Probably Manchester United, because it's a ground that you'd always want to win at, and when you do, it gives you, and because of the attendance and United's standing, it always gives you a greater thrill playing at the best grounds.
Have you been to any internationals? Did you see the World Cup matches in 1966?
Yes, I went to about 3 of the games at Goodison. But also went to Wembley to watch England versus Argentina, where Ratting was sent off. and England won 1-0 in that game.
What do you think about the idea of Everton and Liverpool sharing the ground?
I'm not against it, because I think you've got to move with the times, and if it makes economical sense, then it's automatically the right thing to do.
Has football become too commercial?
I'm not sure about the commercial side. I think players are paid too much for what they do, but I think commercially you can always make more money by new ideas, and I'm not against that, but I think the wages of players will have to be definitely looked after in the future.
Can you tell me an Everton fact or a story that most people haven't heard before?
Well, I think the main one regarding John Morse is the fact that a lot of people remember that Johnny Carey was sacked in a taxi. But what they don't realise is that John Morse used that ploy regularly with his Littlewoods employers. So consequently, it was well known in Littlewoods, don't ever get in a taxi with John Morse, because it was fatal. And he did that with buyers, and he must have used that about 8 or 9 times.
Okay, thanks very much, Gordon.
Okay.